Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara. And today we're getting seasonal.
Yes.
It's October. We're getting close to Halloween. And there's one person and one person only that I think of when it comes to Halloween time. And that would be Heidi Klum.
And this one came in as a listener request. So thank you, said listener, because it's a great suggestion. We are doing Heidi Klum's Halloween costumes. You know, when I think of what the Kardashian Christmas card equivalent to Halloween is, it's our topic today.
Yeah, no one's been doing it like Heidi, and she's made such a ordeal out of it and a spectacle out of it that I come to look forward to it. And she has entered a zone where she just repeatedly delivers year after year. I would say with maybe two flops. But we'll get to those.
We'll get to them.
And those aren't really her fault at the end of the day. But she just is really willing to go there and commit to the bit. And I appreciate that about her.
What do you think we are grading on today for our haul?
I just think like overall vibe.
Commitment.
Commitment, vibe, originality.
Does it inspire?
Does it inspire? Sure. Yeah. But I think it's just like, does it hit or does it not? And it's more of an energy than anything else. And that's subjective. And that's the good thing about
the grade. A two-niche haul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So all of these costumes, with the exception of two, which we'll get into, are what Heidi wears to her annual Halloween party that she's been hosting since the year 2000. So that's over two decades of commitment to this holiday in a way unlike anything I've ever seen.
Heidi Klum said, "What does Y2K mean to me?" And instead of freaking out and thinking that all the computers are going to fail, when they didn't fail, she decided to then do a Halloween party.
She said, "I know what I'm doing."
Do you know why she loves Halloween so much?
I don't, but I feel like it has something to do with being hot 365 days of the year. And then it's her one opportunity to not be so hot.
And she gets to choose her own look and go as like heinous or hot as she wants to be and get like really creative. Because it's clearly like she's inspired by Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, she loves a prosthetic. She loves a body paint.
Why hasn't she been in American Horror Story? That feels like a real missed op. Do she and Ryan Murphy have beef? I'm beginning to think they do, because you would think that...
Must be.
I mean, he's willing to just cast any old person off the street, essentially. And like, he's not looking for like great actors. So I feel like having someone that's just down to clown would be a home run.
Also, she's not a brunette, traditionally good-looking gay man. And I feel like that's your security into getting casted.
She could, with the right hair and makeup, become a brunette, traditionally attractive gay man.
That's true.
So nothing's off the table. If there's one thing I know for certain, it's that Miss Klum is a chameleon of sorts.
Okay, so the first one, she was like really dipping her toe in. She said, "I'm going to be a classic German chambermaid, but make it dominatrix." And this is the year 2000.
This gets like a C for me. It's like typical hot girl shit.
It's a D for me.
I'm neither inspired nor uninspired. I'm just like, okay, another one. Latex.
To break it down, she has sort of like a, what are those collars called that?
She's a spiked collar. She's wearing my both favorite and least favorite thin girl move, which is a cuff on the upper arm. I'm always triggered by that. And just a latex outfit. It's really kind of a phone it in. The makeup's a little pasty. I'm like, okay, this is the year 2000. She's trying something new.
Yeah.
That's why I give it a C, is because she's seeing what the vibe
is. Yeah, it's a latex lederhosen. And then she has a wig on, a black wig on with braids that are, she's kind of like goth.
Betty Page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is a start, but it, to me, in comparison to what else we're dealing with today, it doesn't do anything. So it's D for me.
Okay. So next year, 2001, she said, I need to step things up, clearly. And she also incorporated a prop into the mix. So she was Lady Godiva, but kind of like a Lady Godiva with some blood.
Yeah, this is my question. I guess I'm not as familiar with the Lady Godiva lore as I should be, because why is she bleeding from the mouth?
I think it's just because it's Halloween.
To be spooky?
Yeah, this is still like she's finding her footing costume-wise, mm-hmm. and is, I think, stuck in the classic hot girl dilemma. Do I really want to be hot or do I need to go ugly? And I really think she eventually learns that going ugly is the way.
Yep.
But this is still like she's new to the game. It's a new party. And she's now on like the public stage as a Halloween person. So she's trying something. But I do appreciate anytime someone is riding a horse into a party, I automatically give them a C+.
Yeah, she's cool for that for sure. Also, the Lady Godiva look is a fun thing to play around with. Classically, a woman with very long hair who was naked, who rode a horse.
I wish that she had had a nude bodysuit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like the Heidi now would do less sparkle bodysuit and more like nudity.
But it's still early on.
Right.
And this horse looks appropriately terrified to be wherever it is.
The costume reminds me. So my 1 year when I was in elementary school, I went as Rapunzel,
mm-hmm.
which was an amazing outfit. And I had got, my mom found me a Lady Godiva wig and we braided it. And it was just really special, like core memory.
That's important.
Yeah. So I kind of give this up a grade because like, we probably had this similar wigs at one time.
It hits close to home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of like this because I think it's like unique. We don't see many Lady Godivas on a horse on Halloween. So this is a C+.
What was your favorite Halloween costume you've ever done?
I have two. It's a tie. I went as Angela Chase one year here in L.A., and that was cool because I was in like Doc Martens and like a flannel and a backpack. And I was really comfortable.
Did you do like a red hair tint?
Yeah. No, I did a red wig that I cut into like a bob.
Oh, perfect.
It was classic. I'm still to this day, I'm so proud
of
that one.
Yeah, that's a really good costume.
And then in college, I went as Madonna Hung Up. So I did like the pink leotard with like the purple sparkle belt, like cropped tights that I cut off because, you know, she has like capri tights. So they're kind of funky
mm-hmm.
and like hot pink platforms.
Okay.
Wedges.
I like that.
I was proud. And then like a glitter line on the eye. What about you?
My favorite, I went 1 year as Joaquin Phoenix and I'm Still Here.
What does one do for that?
That was like a hoodie. I wore a beard, Wayfarer sunglasses, just generally looked kind of disheveled and messy. Might have had a short wig or maybe just pulled the hoodie over my head and just did that. But like those who got it really got it. And it was like, it was also a guy's, like men really appreciated that one.
Oh, I also went as the Salahis 1 year with a friend of mine.
That's a good one.
And I borrowed a red sari that my friend wore for a wedding, and he wore a suit.
That's another niche costume.
It's always got to be niche.
Yeah, and then another year, I went as John Bonham, the drummer from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's
And that was a fun
specific.
One. I like a dressing up like a messy man on Halloween.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I did Ina Garten 1 year. That was also great. You just need a chambray shirt and a wig.
Mm-hmm. I think I would like to experiment with just like one thing being different and that being a Halloween costume. Okay. Like if I got like a wig that's just super short hair, but then I just made it look really natural and dressed as myself, mm-hmm. but I just have like really short hair. Or if like you wear like massive like tits or something and you just have like huge tits for Halloween.
I like that.
Like that things yeah. like that are fun. I'm not so much a Halloween person. Right. Like I don't so much care.
If you were going to dress up this year, what would you do other than just be tits?
I'd be a pug with huge tits. A pug with jugs.
I love that. I've recently been rewatching Roni just to feel something. And I decided if I was going to dress up as anything, I would do Britney Oops, but Ramona's version of Britney Oops, which is the two mics.
Which one is that?
Dorinda hosts a Halloween party. This is classic Halloween watching for anybody who wants to get into the Halloween spirit. And Dorinda is trying to do the Lady Gaga bubble dress and it comes like literally is just falling off of her the whole night. And she gets more and more slurry as the night goes on. She gets more and more Dorinda'd. And it's the funniest episode. But Ramona shows up as Britney Oops, looks incredible, but has like the cordless mic that's like on her ear, like classic Britney vibes, mm-hmm. but then also is carrying a mic. And it's so funny.
I love that. That's really good.
So that is in my head, if I was going to commit to anything, that's what I would do, but I'm not going to do that because
it's too much.
I just don't have the drive.
I know that's, I don't have the drive and like, I'm not invited. If I were invited to like a really upscale Halloween party mm-hmm. where one needs to go all out, like I would do it, but I just haven't been invited to one. So I'm like, whatever, I can put the pug mask on and then buy a huge pair of jugs and then
scare people.
Yeah, just really make people wildly uncomfortable.
That works too.
Now we're moving on to 2002 Klum, which she did Betty Boop this year.
This is
when she was starting to like really do something, but to me, it could be a little bit more uncanny and scary.
But is it Betty Boop as a vampire, or am I just, or is that just a weird picture?
That might just be a weird picture. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just 2002 Betty Boop where she donned fake boobs and drawn on brows to transform into this beloved cartoon character.
I like this. I'm going to give it a B for Boop.
That's nice. I'm going to give it a B minus. No, I'm going to give it a C plus. I'm not like inspired, but the level of commitment is there.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So then I think this is when she got on my radar was 2003. She was a golden girl. Or no, this was pre-radar because I would still have been sequestered away at boarding school. So she was like a just dressed in gold, kind of like a warrior.
I'm unclear as to what this is.
But it is something. This is there's a huge leap between 2002 and 2003.
Yeah. She's exploring the world of body paint.
Mm-hmm.
She's gold all over, has some sort of Medusa-esque braids things happening. She looks like she's, you know, remember that Pepsi commercial with Pink and Beyonce and Britney?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like gladiators?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of that.
She's somewhat like a futuristic gladiatrix.
With gold teeth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the commitment is really starting to show through. Wish I had a description of what this actually is.
Yeah, it's still slightly vague though. My thing is like, if it's a Halloween costume and you don't immediately know what it is, it's kind of a fail.
Oh, she's a golden alien.
Mm. No.
Sometimes though, the really good costumes, like only a handful people will get.
But like, I feel like there's a difference between being a niche costume, mm-hmm. like that's specific versus a golden alien, which is like, what is that?
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's just like something she thought of.
I think she just wanted to be gold.
She wanted to be gold, and I'll give it a C for creativity.
This is a C minus for me.
Next year, we have her as just a witch. And it was red. This to me is a D minus. It's okay. Bringing not a lot to the table.
She said, whereas in 2003, she said, I'm going to be gold and an alien. 2004 brought us to, I'm going to be red and a witch.
And Seal kind of dressed up as like a Phantom of the Opera type of character. I like his look better than I like hers.
Yeah. Apparently, so she has kind of like skeletons draped around her. And apparently she went to a medical supply store to get like a proper skeleton to then dismantle and
wear it. All right.
I mean, she's having fun.
Yeah. This is a D for me. This is a low. The D for do better.
Yeah. She's kind of going into hot girl territory with this one.
Yeah, but it's also still, there's no perspective here. You're not telling me a story. I'm not getting it. It's muddled.
Like,
I'm bumping it actually down to an F because the execution, horrible. I can't see any body. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Vampire teeth.
And your husband is really outshining you at your own party. My
yeah.
God.
Ugh.
Back to the drawing board. The next year, she's back in hot girl mode with a vampire look.
It sort of looks like Cher. The year before,
mm-hmm.
but Cher in a vampire.
This is a D plus.
She has like a big, is that a spider that we're working with?
I think it's a heart, but on the outside of her body.
Okay.
There's just too many things happening. It's like, are you Cher? Are you a vampire? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. We have fishnets, knee-high boots, sort of a black corset, and then there's like a tutu situation and a cape. I don't love this. I'm not going Heidi, Queen of Halloween, yet.
I'm going, ugh, look at this person sucking the life out of the room. Why am I at this party? This doesn't do it for me.
Okay, yeah, I'm giving this one a D. It gets better.
Okay, now we're in 2006, and Heidi has said, I've had enough of trying to be, like, do pretty girl Halloween, and I'm really gonna, like, shoot my shot with, like, a concept. And this got me paying attention. She's forbidden fruit. But she essentially is the serpent in the Garden of Good and Evil. She's a serpent and an apple. Like, I get this.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I've never seen something like this.
It's giving story.
Yeah. One leg is serpent. One leg is red. You're a snake head. You're in the apple. Like, I'm loving this.
I really like this.
Yeah. This is an A for me. This is like, oh, you are the queen of Halloween.
This is a B plus for me.
This is like, I'm glad I came to this Halloween party.
No, it's cool. I'd be excited to be around this.
Mm-hmm.
It would raise the energy of the space.
Yeah, and raise the stakes in general.
Yeah.
Now we're in 2007. It's hard for hot women when they are ugly one year. They feel the need to overcompensate by being kind of hot the next year. And I feel like that's what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi is a kitty cat. This is fine. I'm actually not that mad at it because it is like weird, but fun. I like when a body is shown off in like a suit, a cat suit, if you will. And I think Halloween's the right yeah. time to do it.
In the world of cat costumes, I do like this one. She went the extra mile and did like a cute little cat collar.
A cat collar and some whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like some facial, there's prosthetic whiskers, but it's not necessarily being like leaning on hotness.
But it's giving body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sort of glittery. At the same time, but it's like sexy animal, which I feel like, Heidi, you can do better.
This is a B.
B minus.
Now it's 2008. This is one of my favorites. potentially her most problematic in some circles may not appreciate this costume, but this is where I was like, holy shit, I'm obsessed.
This one is pretty cool. So she went as the Hindu goddess Kali.
Kali, the goddess of war, I think, or goddess of destruction.
She has 8 arms, fully blue. And basically, she's how they did the arms is she's wearing a backpack.
So she, Kali is the Hindu goddess of death, time, and destruction.
Ooh.
And she's a blue lady with 8 arms. And she's wearing a bunch of like human skulls and carrying a head chopped off. I'm into this.
I'm giving this one an A. This is special.
This is special. Cultural appropriation be damned. I think this is cultural awareness.
I think it's just like a nod to a god.
Yeah.
Who's like pretty intricate.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it. It's niche too.
This is my favorite. This is an A plus for me.
This is an A.
This is, I'm really glad that I'm at this Halloween party.
Oh yeah. The vibes are high. We are coming to Halloween.
Mm-hmm. The next year, she dressed up as a crow. I feel like she was going through something.
She had just given birth.
Okay.
And
this feels extremely postpartum to me.
She said, quote, I need to go. She said, black is slimming.
I think that's true. But I think when you're doing a crow look, there's no such thing as a slim crow look.
She's doing an over the knee boot. So she's giving a nod to her hot girlness and then really committed to the crow of it all.
This is someone, this reads to me as like a postpartum depression. I want to be seen, but I also do not want to be seen. And I relate to that because I'm essentially always in a postpartum depression. So I have no choice but to give this an A plus.
I guess it's like a B. For me,
I also just need to shout out the like step and repeat sponsors.
Yeah, it's important too, because they've evolved as we've continued on.
I'm seeing like MSN as that's Microsoft Network. No.
Oh, yeah. At first I was thinking MSNBC, but that's not right.
No.
I think it's a Microsoft thing and then Sky Vodka.
This year, I think the vibes are off for the Halloween party. It's also like we're in a recession in 2009.
Not the best.
Yeah. 2010 came around. Heidi got on some antidepressants and bounced the fuck back.
Wait, one more thing. What's voyeur7969.com?
Unclear. This was like you, if you want to have a party, you're looking to anyone that has money at the time and you're taking what you can get.
That's right.
And vodka was huge, Microsoft thriving, and voyeur7927.com had some cash to play ball with. So it is what it is.
This next one is pretty great.
She was a robot, but very tall. Again, in a full glitter body paint. And this is like just leaning into like ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly in a cool way, which I love.
So she went full purple glitter on the body and the face and wore red contacts to complete the look. So it's like a red purple. And she's sort of in like a transformer type boot. I don't see this and go, ah, robot, but it is cool.
It's cool. And I am also like, what? This person's like on a different level.
Yeah.
Now.
So she's wearing stilts.
Okay.
That's how we get the height here.
I like that she has like also a little robot pussy. So for that, I'm going to bump my score up to a B plus.
I like the thought. Yeah. Wow. You like really, she plugs in at the puss is what that looks like. Okay. Yeah, she's not afraid to be ugly, and we're seeing that.
Because
I think when you're, like, so hot every other day of the year, you're like, I'll go ug, no problem.
Yeah. And I have seen Heidi IRL and can confirm stunning, otherworldly.
Where'd you see her?
I saw her at Elton John's Oscar party.
Okay.
Granted, she was in like full glam and a gown, but I was just like, oh, this person is a supermodel.
Yeah. She's it.
She knows what
she's the thing.
She knows what's up.
Yeah.
Okay. Next year, we're in 2011 now. And she and Seal.
Couple's costume.
They're apes. And Heidi is an ape with tits. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. So basically, so she worked with a prosthetics artist for this. And all of the hairs on her face were glued on individually. Just a fun fact.
Wow.
This is a full blown commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Planet of the Apes style ape they went with.
Yeah, I like it. I'm glad to be at this Halloween party.
Yep. We've got Smart Water. Hey. And then two other sponsorships that I don't
Dream.
Recognize. Dream Downtown. Oh, the Dream Hotel.
Yeah. And then Hobnob. Don't know her, but glad for Heidi that she managed to pull off some chicer partnerships than MSN.
That's right.
I like this. I give it an A minus.
Yeah, it's a definite commitment. Definitely moving out of Hot Girl Halloween in a big way. And yeah, A minus.
And it's funny. Like, this is like if you were friends with someone and they came dressed like this, you'd be laughing. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if you and Joey showed up to the party, to the function, dressed like apes, I'd laugh. And say that's a good one.
We have never really done costumes together, but one time we did, you know, that movie Twins.
Mm-hmm.
We recreated the poster. Because, like, I'm so
You're
short.
You're Danny DeVito, and he's tall. Arnold. Okay,
yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, no, I like to go niche.
I would love to see the two of you do a couple's costume.
Okay.
In the future.
Okay. I might.
Not necessarily this year because it's like close.
Yeah.
It's a little close to like figure that out. But like, I feel like I could speak for the community at large of people that know you who would be tickled.
What should we be?
You could be twins again. I'd love to see that. I like any iconic duos of that nature.
Like
would
of a
be
short
really
and
funny.
A tall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Noted.
Pinky and the Brain.
That would be a commitment.
Ren and Stimpy.
Sure. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead would be good.
Yeah. Okay, this next one, we got to a place of, okay, Heidi is synonymous now with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is her cementing her place at the top.
So Heidi was just the human body. I think also around this time, that exhibit of the human body was extremely popular.
Yep. The Body Worlds exhibition.
Yeah, where they just have like muscles on display.
Mm-hmm.
So Heidi was essentially like a skinned body wearing like, I think a skinned platform heel.
Sure is. And she arrived on the red carpet on a gurney. This time, it looks like the event took place in Vegas. Judging by the step and repeat, we've got Tal and the Venetian holding court. I ordered my first step and repeat for an event that I produced.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an experience. Just like planning the color scheme and the color of the carpet underneath it and the sizing. It was just like where the press was going to stand. It was a first for me. A lot of thought and like lighting and like all the things.
Do you think that step and repeat brands are really getting the most bang for their buck exposure wise? Like how far does that truly go?
It's like if you're gonna sponsor the event, getting a place on the step and repeat is like the top tier of the sponsorship.
True. But I'm like, do I ever remember anything that I have ever seen on a step and repeat?
No, but it gets to be in the back of pictures. And then one day when some fools are
podcasting.
Talking about it on a podcast that you're going to get a shout out. So
Boyer9672.com
continues.
Hobnob.
Exactly. I mean,
I'm a bit of a step and repeat truther, having worked in sponsorships and got fired from working in sponsorships because I was like, these are all bullshit. I like can't sell these to people. But like going to companies and being like, here's this package, like you're not gonna want to miss out, like pay $75,000 and then you get step platinum and repeat name recognition, yeah, platinum level sponsorship, sending them the deck and just being like, this is truly the biggest waste of money you could possibly spend on.
Yes, I to quote my second Ramona shout out of the day, it's antiquated. Yes, because we have Instagram now, and also there's so many other ways for brands to like get to the people.
An activation.
Exactly.
A gram-worthy moment.
Exactly. But I guess this is like this walked so gram-worthy moments could run, you know? But I, for one, my thing is I am big on the carpet matching the step and repeat.
Oh, so you want like...
I like for this one right here, like I would not have done a red carpet. I would have done black so that the font would have popped.
Mm.
That's just me.
This is why you make the big bucks.
Yeah. Just something to think about. I give this one an A+.
Yeah, I give it an A+ as well.
It's commitment and I'm inspired. And if this was setting the tone for the party, I'd go, let's go all night.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm glad I'm at Tao Las Vegas.
Yes. Okay, so then this one is kind of a huh for me.
2012.
Cleopatra.
Heidi went back to being
hot.
But I'm confused because you can see her blonde hair under this like headpiece, which feels very phoned in. And
yeah.
Where's the makeup?
I'm a little unclear. It's just like face crystals and glam. I mean, it's an A+ Cleopatra costume. It's very intricate. It's
a whole thing, but I'm kind of like seen it.
Yeah.
Over it. Elizabeth Taylor's the only one. Who cares? Moving on.
I'm a little B-.
I'm not as happy to be at the Halloween function.
It's no body.
No. This is a B- for me.
Yeah.
Next year. This is one of, I would say, the greatest Halloween costumes of all time. 2013, Heidi was just an old lady.
It's phenomenal. This blows me away.
The makeup, the body makeup, the neck, she got painted from head to toe old.
She says, I want to be old, Peeta.
This step and repeat is a real, it's being held up by nuts and bolts.
Shutterfly, marquee.
So does her party just rove locations every year? Like sometimes it's in Vegas, sometimes it's in New York?
I guess. I would guess it was probably just
whoever's paying.
Sponsorship specific.
Okay.
But this is an A+.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if you're as hot as Heidi and you go make me old like this,
you're cool.
Yeah. Just hands down.
And it truly, if you're walking around a party, you would literally just be like, there's some old lady that wandered in here. Like, you wouldn't even think that this was a costume.
It's uncanny.
And it doesn't even look like a costume. It truly looks like an old lady.
A+ for the old lady Ferragamo shoes, too.
Mm-hmm. The great look, head to toe.
Obsessed.
My only thing, I'm like, the hair is kind of weird, but that kind of also makes it because it's like this lady, it's truly you're like this disheveled lady is walking around. Someone needs to get her out of this Halloween party. I'm freaked out. And then someone's like, no, that's Heidi Klum. And then you die. It's really good.
Like the liver spots, the veins. It's just, yeah, but you're right on the hair. Like, I think they were... they forgot what they were doing a little.
But that is that seems intentional because it is kind of off. Because you would think a lady that's dressed like this would have like a really chic, like a chignon or something. And then you're like, oh, Nana's sundowning. Like she's like escaped the old folks' home. It's great.
It's so good. It's an A+. This is my favorite one so far.
All right, now we're in 2014.
At Tao Downtown.
And
she's clearly has a relationship with Tao Group.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a butterfly.
And she's a pretty creepy butterfly. I would say that this is not necessarily leaning on like hot girl, I'm a butterfly. This is like, I'm an insect of sorts.
She's got major wingspan. Like it is taking up the space.
It's a bit sucking the air out of the room for me.
It's a little too
attention whore.
Look at me.
Yeah, I
it's
don't
my
like
party.
It.
Apparently, just a fun fact about the costume: she had plastic round eyes, and behind them there were batteries for lights, and the eyes lit up.
Hmm. All right.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll give it a B+.
I'm gonna give this one a B, just because.
It's not that unique.
It's a little bit of a similarity to the bodysuit,
mm-hmm.
painted differently and added wings. But I love that you have light up eyes.
Yeah. And an insect head.
Mm-hmm.
2015. This was a real something.
This took it to a place.
Yeah. Heidi dressed as Jessica Rabbit. And did like a full prosthetic ass and tits and like facial prosthetics.
It's kind of giving Amanda Lepore.
It is. It's really, it's uncanny.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's a little bit drag queen, but like crossing the line into like horror territory. I like it.
It is kind of scary.
It's scary.
So she has a shocking red wig. These prosthetics on her face, like full facial prosthetics, full prosthetic tits.
It's the eyelids and brows being so huge. That's weird.
It's cool, though.
It's cool. This is an A+ for me.
I'm going to give it an A-. Okay, so she said that she was looking at who is the most well-known sex symbol, and that was the inspiration for the decision to be Jessica Rabbit. And she wanted to plus, quote unquote, plus everything. Boots, butt, and lips. And success. I mean, she did it.
Love it. Okay, now we're in 2016. And Heidi did something that I don't think lands. She was herself. And then had five girls also dress up as clones of her. And then they just went everywhere together.
They went as Klum clones. And they put prosthetics on all of the other women to look like Heidi. But they don't
look like
Heidi. It's, I'm trying to think of what they look like. It just,
they have a weird upper lip journey going on.
It's sort of looks like Girl Next Door era Playboy Mansion something. You know what I mean? Like a red carpet, like Hefner would be in the middle there. And we'd be like, oh.
Some of their faces look like they're melting.
Yeah. I thought that I didn't realize these were real people. The prosthetics are so plasticky that I thought that they were just like mannequins.
I'm freaked out by them.
It's also a little bit of the Megan premiere.
Yeah, this doesn't hit for me. Interesting concept, but the execution, not so much. I give it a D.
I give it a C only because the confidence one has to have in order to be like, I'm going to go as me.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is going to be me too.
But also, they're not going to be as hot as me. I'm going to make sure they're all kind of ugly.
And that I'm hottest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a C for confidence. Okay, 2017. Heidi went as Michael Jackson in Thriller.
And then all her friends went as the Zombies. Other people in Thriller.
Okay.
So it was a full Thriller commitment. Did they do the choreography, though, is really what I need to know.
Thriller, honestly, is, by this point, is played for me. By 2017, my God, got a new story.
Here's what I've learned about sweet Heidi during this journey thus far, this 17-year journey. She loves a prosthetic, and she loves to cover her face and hands.
Mm-hmm.
And this checked those boxes.
Yeah, but I yearn for more. Like, everyone has had, like, a Thriller moment at one point or another.
Have you?
No.
Nor have I.
But, I mean, we borne witness to it.
That's true. That's true.
Like, it's such a thing that people do around Halloween. Like, I feel like in Hollywood, you can literally walk by people's houses and they're doing, like, a Thriller dance in front of them. Like, it's too much.
Snooze. I give this one a B minus. Because I, again, class, like, I like that she didn't go hot girl. But I would up it to a B if we found out that they did the choreography.
I give it a C minus.
This time, the sponsor is Magic Hour Rooftop Bar and Lounge. So that was the location. And Party City.
Whoa.
That's some brand alignment.
That feels like a Thriller, like you would just have to go Thriller with a Party City sponsorship. Okay.
So funny.
2018, she's back.
Oh, yeah. She went there.
Heidi went as Fiona from Shrek. Was she divorced from Seal at this point?
Yes, she was divorced from Seal at this point, and she went with her now... Are they boyfriend or they're married?
I think they're married.
Now husband, Tom Kaulitz.
Okay. I love that it's a deal breaker to not be into Halloween. Like, you also have to get really into Halloween with
Heidi. You must commit.
This is A plus for me.
This is cool.
This is really funny too. Like, if you and Joey showed up as Shrek and Fiona, I'd lol.
I don't think I'd ever...
Well, you can't now because Heidi did
right,
it.
Right, exactly. It's too mainstream for me. I need something a little bit more weird, niche, so they say.
If I had a partner in the last couple years, I would have made them go as Tom Girardi to my Erica Jane.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But now, no, because it's like sad.
No. Would still be a good one, but it's like a little bit past the moment.
Yeah.
So.
Bet it all on blonde.
Someone went as Lisa Rinna recently.
Lauren Lapkus did Lisa Rinna last year and it was really funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like iconic housewives. Like going as like Lisa and Ken would be really fun. You could do that.
That would be great. And then Joey could just carry Midas around. That would be cute. Not no.
He needs to go. He needs some prosthetics, though, or like makeup, hair. He needs to go old.
It's a commitment that mm-hmm. I don't know if either of us.
I know.
Have.
It's maybe not this year, but
right.
Just something to put on the
yeah.
potential.
What I would do more so is just both of us wear, or he could wear like a pump, those like pink pump shirts, and I could find one of those handkerchief dresses and we can go as staff.
Yeah. A sir waitress is something I've also been dying to dress as, but just have not pulled the trigger on a handkerchief dress.
Have you been to the pump that is now taken over half of Tom Tom?
No, it's now half Tom Tom, yeah. Half pump.
Yeah.
Lisa said, move over, boys. I'm not ready to let it go.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Update from our Vanderpump Hall, location hall. I finally went to Schwartz and Sandy's.
Oh, how was it?
A few days ago. It was 7:30 at night. I was going to go to a UCB show and I had an hour to kill. And my friend who doesn't watch anything VPR related was like, do you want to go to Schwartz and Sandy's like to appease me? And I was like, actually, sure.
Mm.
So we end up there. I got a sparkling water and some French fries.
Safe choices.
Shoestring French fries with herbs on them. They were delicious. Mm-hmm. Nah, not delicious. They're
serviceable French fries.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I was like, because you can really fuck up a French fry. Mm-hmm. And I thought if any place could fuck a French fry up, it's probably here.
100.
And they didn't. So then my palate was like giving it extra grade because they didn't. And the decor, there's just like, there's so much happening. It's wrong.
It's a sick place.
Yeah. Schwartz was there.
Where else would he be? I said that to you. I was like, he has nowhere else to be. It's good for him, a person of his ilk, that he actually can have a place to show up where people are glad to see him. I think that that is good for his like self-esteem.
And probably essential to the business.
I mean, someone has to be there.
The clientele was 98% female.
Yep.
And I would say maybe two people in the entire joint weren't Bravo watchers. You can just tell. There's an energy.
If you can go somewhere, honestly, and like drink every night and people are happy to see you there, I'd start a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a move. They were severely understaffed. There was a hostess, a bartender, and one waitress that I saw, which is...
Who wants to work there is the big question.
But they were too busy to have that little of help. Like, you need two bartenders at the very least. And, like, order up at the bar and then handle it. But I was just like, ooh. Like, and the poor bartender was working so hard. It was just, it felt imbalanced.
Was there still the salmon?
I didn't
Tikka masala on the menu?
I didn't make it down to the entrees. I just needed a little snack.
They really need to revamp the menu and just go like full TGI Fridays.
Yeah. Burgers, French fries.
Don't reinvent the wheel. Keep it simple.
The thing about that little area of Beechwood Canyon is that it's so heavily populated with people wanting to chill. You don't really have to do that much. Like La Poubelle, the food is disgusting.
Horrible. It used to be good.
Now it used to be great. Their coco vin there was delish.
Oh, yeah. It was a spot for a second.
People just like to be with their friends and drink. So it's not, you don't have to really like reinvent the wheel. Also, I noticed on the menu under their specialty cocktails, there were only three left. They had like taped off
all of the specialty cocktails?
Like, all except for three, which was weird. Just a note.
Do a new menu, babe.
Yeah.
I'm talking, they should have nachos. You could do a really good nachos. You could do potato skins. You could do mini corn dogs.
Game day.
Game day food. It's cheap.
Do a great chicken finger. Have three sauces. Dazzle people.
Mm-hmm. Like, simpler and more pared down is better, and also like more believable and respectable.
I just am so upset at what they made it look like inside.
I know, it's horrific.
Crazy.
I want someone who has the budget, the energy, and the time to dress as Schwartz and Sandys for Halloween.
If somebody went as Tom Sandoval as Raquel, that would be...
That would be really,
really
good.
Inside.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like that too.
I feel like we're going to see a lot of Vanderpump costumes, but we're going to see a lot of revenge dress this season.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I need. But
I don't want it. A plus on Shrek and Fiona.
A plus on Shrek.
Okay. We're in 2019. And
anytime I hear 2019, I get nervous because I know what's around the corner.
I know. It was like the last golden days of life.
Yeah.
I like this costume because it's like perverted and sick. Heidi was a flesh-eating alien, but she had like weird, she had like boobs with suctions on them.
Yeah. She's like,
It's like a kinky kind of sexual.
So I guess she went as an alien. Tom went as a bloody astronaut. So it's like an alien zombie hybrid nightmare moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how she's like, give me boobs and hips.
Yeah.
I want to be crazy.
Big knockers. She's also kind of hot. I'm freaked out at this Halloween party, though. I'm like, something's wrong.
I will say this, though. Prime Video on the step and repeat.
Things were getting good.
Yeah.
She just had reached a stride of huge budgets. And everyone, truly at the end of 2019, I was like, this fucking next year is it. Like, it's going to be the year. I'm so excited. Like, I have this weird cough that won't go away, but that's fine. And once I get over this, it's over for you, hoes.
Off to the races.
Yeah. Little did we know.
No, she's like, we're really stepping it up this year.
I give
this an A+. Next year is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, this one's cool. I give it an A-.
Yeah.
Just because it's not really my favorite genre of costume.
No, this is not like Elizabeth aesthetic.
So she has, just to describe a little bit what we're looking at, she's got sort of like an open brain thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Exposed brain, rather. And then tubes coming from her nipples to her brain. And then sort of like a veiny alien skin thing, but like it's patched together and it's exposed flesh, but not. And then she's wearing like zany platforms.
It's horror. It's giving body horror movie.
Okay.
Like creature feature.
Okay. So yeah, not for me. But then 2020 happens.
And we all know that some of us were invited out Halloween of 2020. Some of us went out. Some of us didn't go out. And some of us, aka celebrities, actively encouraged people to stay home. Heidi was one of those people. She diverted the Halloween party budget to just like a homemade short film. And we watched it, so you don't have to. And I do have to give it a C for creativity because she clearly like wrote a script and thought of an idea. And it was like, she wants to stay at home and have Halloween at the house with the family, but they don't have costumes, but she does have a ton of toilet paper. And so she dresses them up in toilet paper. There's some fart and poop humor in there.
Which that was unexpected for me.
That was unexpected. And I was like, I did give it a little chuckle. Heidi takes a shit in the movie.
You see her sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Fart noises. See another hot girl trope.
Yeah. Very American Pie, like Y2K era humor. Then her family at the stroke of midnight turns into zombies and they chase her around and eventually she is like attacked by them. She camouflages next to the walls.
Into the wall, which probably took a really long time.
It's haphazard, but it's something.
Yeah. I like that she said, you know what, Heidi Halloween will still be a thing. And this is how Heidi Halloween does it in times of crisis.
When we were watching the video, I was just like having a moment where I was like, who saw this and like loved it and like had to share it with their friend? Like, did this get a lot of like social engagement and interaction? Who's like reposting and being like, the queen has done it again?
I think people loved it. The thing is, though, is if you think about it, her and her now husband are like German royalty. Like, what other German celebrities do you know of? Because I don't know of any.
True.
So I think when you're, like, representing a European country like that, it's you've got eyes on you.
And I guess, like, yeah, the Germans would love it.
Yeah. Love.
Like, European.
That's why she kept saying German words in it and, like, a nod to all the German food. There's, like, a whole German food thing, which okay. is what gives her the stomach. I don't know.
She got a bit nationalist with it. I did notice an excess of bratwurst. All right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I forgive the European people that are like, oh, my God. And like sharing it. Like, I'm like, OK, that's fine. But I was being an American pig thinking like, who the fuck cares?
Right. But she has a duty. She has a duty.
I know. And I like that she didn't just let it pass by. She like did something.
She committed. I mean, she'd probably already had leftover funds.
Yeah.
And she said, here's what we're going to do. So here's what she said when she posted it. She said, Halloween is different this year, but But that shouldn't stop us from getting creative at home. Ghost emoji. Be safe, be spooky, and spend time with family. Hashtag Heidi Halloween 2020. I like the messaging.
The messaging, it's fine.
Okay.
2021 rolls around and everyone's still
home.
Will we or won't we with a Halloween journey? And Heidi said, we won't, but I will make another short film.
So we got a part two, a sequel.
Cloomsday, which I thought was a clever pun. And I do appreciate that she stepped up the production value of 2021 versus 2020. There seemed to be like a little more of a cohesive story.
Story, yeah.
There were many different phases of the costume. The story is that Heidi comes back from the dead and is a zombie and then progressively gets like more and more zombie-like over time and kind of terrorizes her family with her zombie behavior.
And she says, here it is, pumpkin emoji. Normally, I'd be hosting my annual Halloween party on Sunday night, but this year, things are still looking a little different. So instead, my family and I want to be the first to wish you a safe and spooky Halloween weekend.
I liked this one, although it was like a lot of kind of gross out horror. Like her, she's peeling off skin. She's yeah. putting it in like casseroles.
Not for me.
Yeah, it was a little bit gross, but I was like, okay, she did something.
I will say her bang fringe is unparalleled and is featured really beautifully in both part one and part two.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I have to up the grade because it makes me want to consider getting bangs. It's that good.
She's making the case for a hearty fringe.
Yeah.
Which is always a mistake.
But she's a great representative for the choice.
I know. And you also have to think about how many hair extensions are likely at play to get like such the amount of volume mm-hmm. and movement.
She's always been a great representative for bangs.
Yeah.
Timeless.
She's someone that they work really, really well on. But not all of us can
Mm-mm.
have a bang
Mm-mm.
and wear it like Miss Klum.
Nope.
This is another C+ for creativity.
It sort of reminds me of the Look What You'd Made Me Do video.
Mm-hmm. It's very like Heidi's directorial debut.
It's very I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time type energy.
Oh, I like that.
And I liked it. I mean, I like the creativity. It seems like if you have the disposable income to make a short film for your Instagram followers, by all means.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally we got out of the woods and we're allowed to leave the house as of 2022. Heidi said, I have work to do.
Yep.
And she hit the red carpet in what I can only say is like an A++ costume that will live on in infamy as one of the greatest costumes, period, all time.
So she took 10 hours to transform into a giant worm, where her husband, Tom, dressed up as a fisherman who then hooked her on the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real cute couple's costume, really, if you think about it.
It is. I didn't even realize that he was part of it until we did this haul. Like, I just thought she was a worm and that was that. And I loved her entire worm photo shoot. Like, she was on the ground at sometimes. Like, she worked the entire red carpet. Amazon Prime, again, a sponsor. Moxie Hotel.
We got an entire New Yorker article about
mm-hmm.
the costume, which to me, you've surpassed niche status and you moved into iconic Halloween lore.
Yeah. It took us 22 years to get here, but I'm glad that we finally did.
She said, hot girl who? I'm going to be a bug. Well, I guess worms aren't bugs, are they?
They're invertebrate.
Larva.
Not all worms are larva.
Oh.
Some worms are just worms.
I've got some learning to do in the worm sector.
But great, great, great costume.
It's amazing. And then she ended up inside so she could party. She kept the worm mask on and just went hot girl.
Oh, show me.
I gotta find it.
The worm feels incredibly significant. And I can't put my finger on exactly why and how, but I feel like it marks a turning point.
It's saying to me, she's been through something during the pandemic. She's had a dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And she's realized the importance of her Halloween, the Heidi Halloween. And she said, I've got 10 hours. Let's do it. And I don't care about being hot on the red carpet because when I go inside the party, I'll be hot.
Yeah. No one does it like her.
No, hats off.
Yeah. If you're going to choose something to be your thing, commit to it and improve it over time.
It's so impressive. And I can't help but stan.
So that's all. I can't wait to see what she does this year.
Same.
I hope that it tops the worm, but as we've learned in this hall, sometimes it's a tsunami where she comes in really hot, goes hard, and then the next year is slightly disappointing.
I think she's going to step it up this year.
I hope.
Can't wait.
All right, guys, until next time.
Nisha bleiben. That's stay niche in German. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhals and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.